it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To an initial phase of the Gaza peace plan for the release of Israeli hostages and Israeli pullout, and also, I guess, the release, Larry, of some prisoners being held, Palestinian prisoners, by the Israelis. The announcement was made last night on social media. The president wound up talking with some of the families of the Israeli hostages who are living in Washington, D.C. This was on speakerphone.
President Trump, you have the best crowd in the world. What do you guys have to say to President Trump?
Thank you!
Thank you very much, everybody.
You did it!
There's obviously still time between here and there, and hopefully it holds for all involved.
Some of the reports I'm seeing this morning, including people popping champagne corks in Tel Aviv and dancing and singing in the streets, and similar reactions in Gaza. Two troopers were wounded, a suspect killed Wednesday in a shootout in Franklin County, PA.
Governor Josh Shapiro took to social media, saying in part, Pennsylvania's law enforcement officers are the very best of us, running towards danger every day to keep our communities safe. He and his wife are praying for those injured and their families.
Undermines the danger of what they do every day, and this is happening far too frequently, especially in recent weeks with the Pennsylvania State Troopers.
Yeah, seven of them wounded this year, shot or killed this year just in Pennsylvania alone. And the Pens are playing their home opener tonight against the New York Islanders.
They started in New York with the Rangers, who, by the way, are going to be here Saturday and got a shutout win 3-0. A great way to start on the road. And tonight, I imagine there's ceremonial and pageantry that goes on with the home opener for the Pens, this time against that other team from New York on the island.
I guess the fans have got to be pretty psyched after that win in New York. Things looked good.
Yes, and the number one question is, how do we say the goalie's name?
Artur Shilovs.
Shilovs.
Is that correct?
I guess so.
That's how the network announcers did it, because I went back and listened this morning.
Yeah, I did the same yesterday. That's what they, even though the pronunciation guide from the league says differently, well, they must know, right? The guys
I mean,
on the networks.
They go to great lengths to do that. Do you want to hear?
Mm-hmm.
You don't really care what anybody else has to say, but that was a terrific start. Artur Shilovs with the shutout.
Artur Shilovs
with the win in his first mm-hmm. NHL game.
That's what he said, right?
There you go.
Artur Shilovs with the shutout.
Artur Shilovs, he's 24, from Latvia.
And you can tell that announcer's from Canada with the shutout.
A shout-out, eh?
Shutout.
So, let's go Pens.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.